From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. First up from Wyson, the Brisbane Trail Marathon was held on April 28 with members volunteering their time at five checkpoints, a portable repeater site and the base station. The importance of providing safety communications to such events opens up the opportunity for members to support the club through the Wyson Group. Congratulations to first-timers Trish, VK4TMK, and Alan, VK4AJG. The early starts can be a challenge, but such is the nature of trail running. The next event is the Pinnacles Classic on June 16, followed by the Guzzler Ultra Marathon, held over 2 days, July 20 and 21. For this event, we need maximum participation from members, friends, and other visiting amateurs. A total of 22 people are needed. Coordinator for the Guzzler event is Mark, VK4SMA. Please contact Mark via email, ipswichwyson@gmail.com, if you can assist. Now to more domestic matters, but no less important. Members are reminded a new mowing roster for the clubhouse is being put together. Able-bodied members are urged to put your name forward. The club supplies the mower and fuel. The roster means only one or two mows per year if it can be filled with at least 10 members. As Secretary Greg, VK4GJW, puts it, many mowers make light work. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. An interesting time has been had by radio enthusiasts in the past few days, with a G5 level flare impacting the Earth's magnetic field. Some people recognised the severity of the event when the bands went dead and pictures of auroras from the Antarctic to the subtropics were appearing on TV and internet sources. Those of us old enough to remember the heady days of the legalisation of CB in this country know that it also coincided with a peak in sunspot activity too. 27 MHz was a school that taught many how well low-power signals could go when conditions are right. We are seeing these magnificent openings again. Back then, the novice license was drawing interest amongst radio enthusiasts and projects were published to adapt and use cheaply available equipment on the novice allocations. The hobbyist Aladdin's Cave of the day, Dick Smith's stores, were at the front of the pack in packaging and selling kits for things like transverters, which used the ubiquitous CB rig as the generation platform to access other bands. Many people went on self-learning safari and explored the design technology, and I recall amateur radio magazine carried articles for changing the mixing crystals in the 23-channel radios to put them on accepted amateur frequencies in the 10 and 11-meter bands. These days there are collectors who pay seemingly outrageous prices for veteran CB equipment, and from pictures I've seen, there have been numerous tables at hamfests seeking to move the same types of gear onto new homes. The difference is that the amateur event sales are usually at much lower prices. Here we have a combination of things. Good conditions and a source of less valuable radios than the all-singing, all-dancing, commercially produced amateur radios. There are radio clubs that make available gear to new members at cheap prices or on loan to allow the freshly minted ham to burn brightly when the urge is new. What if we managed to get some of this old CB gear and set about a conversion project within our clubs? There would be many amateurs who have relics of past activity sitting on shelves and in the magic junk boxes and who would like to know their treasure was given a good home instead of finding the rubbish skip when the last post had gone silent. Maybe we should see some of the construction and conversion articles pulled from the archives and updated with the use of currently available components. We've just heard the cry of the budget with its reminder of the high cost of living, and just perhaps we have a means of doing some club activities which would help newly interested people get the feel for radio. Being able to adapt and modify it has been the hallmark of the amateur. There is nothing more satisfying the sound of a project that is completed and working. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.